Welcome to another Apple Watch feature demo. And in this demonstration, I'm going to show you how to access both notification and glances on your Apple Watch. So first of all, I'm going to show you how to access both of those notifications and glances on the Apple Watch itself. And then of course, to manage either of those two, I'll open up the Apple Watch iOS app on my iPhone, and then we'll have a look at the settings for both notifications and glances. We just tap on my Apple Watch screen to wake it up.
1453.
Okay, and the way to get to both notifications and glances on the clock face screen, if I do a two-finger swipe down.
Notification center. NPPS, our cross-country carnival will now be held next Tuesday.
Was from my school saying the cross-country run has been cancelled and will be on next Tuesday. So that's how to get into notifications, and to dismiss it, I'm just going to press the digital crown on the side of the watch.
1454.
And the way to bring up glances is to do a flick up the screen.
Settings. Connected.
Okay, and that just went into my first glance, which was settings. And in there, for example, you've got one of the options to ping your iPhone to find out where it is and to also mute the sound on the Apple Watch. And the way to come out of glances, same way as notifications, just press the digital crown once.
1455.
Okay, so let me just pop back into notifications again. Two-finger flick down.
Notification center.
And of course, I'm silencing voiceover sometimes by just doing the standard two-finger touch on the screen to silence the voice. So I'm going to touch the top of the screen.
NPPS, our cross-country carnival will now...
And let's see if there's any before that. Flick to the left. Nope, that seems to be the top one. So if I flick to the right.
Twitterific, new direct message. Twitterific, new direct... Twitterific.
Now, if I had mail notifications or messages notifications and so on, as with the iPhone and so on, you actually have that option where you can clear notifications. At the moment, with the Apple Watch OS 1.0, that doesn't seem to work with VoiceOver. And the other option, which you can get a little bit locked into, again with this current version, if you do the force touch on the Apple Watch screen, i.e. hold your finger down on the screen and it pops up a little dialog box, that's actually got an option that says clear all. And if you double tap that, of course, it clears all notifications. Now, sometimes it works. Most of the time, it tends to just lock you in to that dialog screen. And the only way that I found to get out of it is to hold in the side or the friends button for 2 seconds, power down the Apple Watch, and restart again. So just in summary, to get to notifications on the Apple Watch, two-finger swipe down, and then you can do a one-finger flick left and right to read your notifications. And if you've got a lot, you can scroll up and scroll down with the traditional, in this case, two finger scroll up and down. So two finger flick up, scrolls down, two finger flick down, scrolls back up again. To dismiss notifications, press your digital crown once and you'll come back to the clock face screen. And of course, when you get a notification popping up on your Apple Watch screen, you can flick left and right with the voiceover gestures to read it, and of course activate the dismiss button with a one finger double tap. Okay, let's have a look at glances. Now my watch has gone to sleep where I've been chattering away. I'm just going to tap my screen again to wake it up.
1457.
Okay, so I said glances was a two finger flick up the screen to bring up glances.
Settings. Connected.
And the best way to think of the difference between notifications and glances, notifications are generally what they are both on iOS and OS 10. Glances are like the today view in iOS and OS 10. And of course, like notifications, you can also flick within a glance to read the information and also to activate the glance to take you into an application, for example, as well. So if I tap my screen,
1300 hours to 40 settings, 70 set and read notifications. Status bar item.
So if I flick through this initial settings glance, flick to the right.
Airplane mode. Switch button. Off.
Flick to the right again.
Do not disturb. Switch okay. Button.
And so on to the right. Flick back to left.
Airplane mode. Switch button. Off. Connected.
And so on. And there's two ways to switch between glances. You can do a one finger flick up or down in the actionable gesture, or you can do a two finger flick left and right to move between glances, and we'll get onto managing those glances when I start talking about how to do it on the Apple Watch iOS app. My first glance, which is the settings one, tells me that my Apple Watch is connected to my iPhone, etc. So of course, to move right, it's the reverse. I'm going to do a two-finger flick to the left.
Battery, page 2 of 10.
That's battery.
Now playing, page 3 of 10.
Now playing.
Activity, page 4 of 10.
Activity, as in my fitness stats.
Heartbeat, page 5 of 10.
Heartbeat, to check my heartbeat.
Calendar, page 6 of 10.
Calendar.
Weather, page 7 of 10.
Weather.
Twitterific.
Twitterific, of course, a third-party Twitter client.
Trip view, page 9 of 10.
That's my trip view for Sydney travelling on the trains and buses.
Pandora, page 10 of 10.
And I've got Pandora. So that's what I have as far as active glances on my watch are concerned. And I also sorted them in the order that I wish them, again, back on the Apple Watch iOS app. And of course, to go backwards, I can do a two-finger flick to the right.
Trip view, page 9 of Twitterific, page 8, weather, page, calendar, page 6 of 10. Heartbeat, page 5 of 10. Activity, page 4 of 10. Now playing, page 3 of 10.
Okay, and I can use my actionable item flick up and down. So if I flick up and down, doesn't matter which way, it's going to cycle around. I'm going to flick up.
Previous glance.
Previous glance.
Next glance.
Next glance.
Activate item.
Activate item. So for example, if I double tapped on the calendar glance, plus reading information, it would open up in calendar. If I double tapped on the weather one, it would open up in weather. If I double tapped on the activity glance, it would open up in activity, etc. So let me go around again.
Previous glance.
Previous glance.
Next glance.
Next glance.
Activate item.
And default back action. Around to activate item. So if I doesn't matter which way I go, it's going to cycle around for those three options. Activate item, previous and next glance. If I flip back down.
Next glance. Previous glance.
Double tap on next glance.
55% remaining.
Okay, that's my battery.
Next glance. Previous glance.
Double tap again.
Connected.
Okay. So you can do it either way. You can never use the actionable flick up and down gesture and then double tap on where you want to go, either activate or previous or next glance, or use the two finger flick left and right to move to the glances you want, and then of course the standard double tap to activate. Alright, so that's enough of my Apple Watch for the moment. Let's go and manage either the notifications and all the glances. Now I'm not going to go through everything. I'm just going to highlight some main points for you. And grab my iPhone here, touch the bottom of my screen.
Phone.
And then flick back to the left to get to Apple Watch.
Page 1 of 3. Find my friends. Kindle. Twitter. Apple Watch. Double tap to open.
And one finger double tap.
Apple Watch. My watch. Heading.
And let's flick down to notifications.
App layout. Button. Airplane mode. Button. Apple Watch. Button. Notifications. Button.
Double tap on notifications.
Notifications. My watch.
Flick to the
back
right.
Button. Notifications. Heading. Notification alerts appear on Apple Watch when you're wearing it and it's unlocked. And you won't get alerts on your Apple Watch if you're actively using your iPhone. To view missed notifications, swipe down on your watch face. Footer.
Okay, and of course that was talking about standard operation swiping down. We do a two-finger flick down for voiceover users. So basically, if you're using your Apple Watch, you're going to get notifications. If you're using your iPhone, you'll get notifications on your iPhone, not on your watch, which sort of makes sense. So flick to the right again.
Notifications indicator on.
Notifications
double
indicator.
Double setting.
And if I flick to the right on that one, exclamation.
A red dot will appear at the top of your watch face when you have unread notifications.
Okay. A red dot will appear at the top of your Apple Watch. So for us Apple Watch users, you'll get an unread notification status on your clock face. Let's go to the next option in notifications.
Notification privacy, off.
Notification privacy
double
currently
tap to
off.
Setting.
And double tap to turn it on.
When this is on, notification details will only appear when you tap on an alert. Footer.
Notification details will only appear when you tap on an alert. And that was my Apple Watch alerting me that I've got to stand up, apparently. I'll just ignore it for the moment.
Activity. Button.
Okay, now here are the default items. Then you can actually adjust for notifications. So I've got activity.
Calendar. Button.
Calendar.
Mail.
Mail.
Button. Maps.
Maps.
Button. Messages. Button.
Messages.
Passbook. Button.
Passbook.
Phone.
Phone.
Button. Photos.
Photos.
Button. Reminders.
Reminders.
Button. Mirror iPhone alerts.
If I go back and
photo,
say look
phone,
at
passbook, messages,
messages
button.
For example, if I double tap on that,
messages, notifications, back button,
and flick to the right,
messages, heading.
So I flick to the right,
selected, mirror my iPhone.
Okay, so you've got mirror your iPhone, which is currently what I've got selected, so it's mirroring what my messages does on my iPhone.
Custom.
or you can custom. So if I go back to the previous screen with back the back button, the top left-hand side,
notifications, my watch, back
button. Let's flick down, for example, to activity.
Activity button.
Double tap on activity.
Activity. Notifications.
And of course, back this button. Is the movement, exercise, and stand stats on the Apple Watch.
Activity heading.
So activity heading.
Stand reminders on.
And this double one's slightly different. Sitting. So some of these you'll find are similar, and sometimes they have specific items in them. So for example, this one's actually stand reminders on or off, and I've kind of got mine on.
When this is on, you'll receive a reminder to stand if you've been sitting for the first 50 minutes of an hour. Footer.
Okay, so you'll see a reminder if you've been sitting for the first 50 minutes of an hour.
Progress updates, every 4 hours, button.
And progress updates I've currently got every 4 hours, and you can change that for none, four, six, or eight.
Set a time interval to receive an update on your activity progress.
That tells you information about it.
Goal completions, on.
Goal completions, on.
Double tap to toggles.
Etc. I won't go through all these options. And finally, let me just show you maps as another example.
Notifications, back button. Notifications.
Let's flick my down watch. To maps.
Back button. When this active calendar mail maps button. Maps. Notifications. Back button.
Okay, flick to the right.
Maps. Heading. Turn alerts on.
So turn alerts on.
Double tap to toggle setting.
I flick to the right.
When this is on and you're using turn by turn directions, you'll be alerted when you need to make the next turn. Footer.
So when this is on and that was on by default, you'll get notified with a audible sound and vibration when to turn left and right when you're operating by turn-to-turn navigation. So top left-hand side.
Notifications. Back button. Notifications. My watch. Back button.
So let's go back to the previous screen, the main Apple Watch screen.
My watch. Heading.
And let's have a look at glances.
App layout. Airplane mode. Apple Watch. Notifications. Glances.
Double button. Tap on glances.
Glances. My watch. Back button.
Okay, now the first part of this screen is basically the list of my currently active glances that I've got running, and then below that are the ones that I've deleted and they've been put down the bottom to reinsert if I wish to. So if I flick to the right,
glances, heading, settings.
So swipe that's the title of the first action. Glance, that's
then
settings.
Double tap to activate. Reorder settings. Button.
That allows me to reorder that particular glance.
Double tap and hold, wait for the sound, then drag to rearrange.
Okay, so like moving apps on iOS. One finger, double tap and hold, and then drag your finger up and down to adjust it where you want in the glances list, i.e. when I was doing my two-finger flick left and right between glances, that's how you can adjust the position of what glance is in what position, whether it's the third, fourth, fifth one, etc. So flick to the right.
Delete battery. Button. Double tap to delete item.
Okay, now these ones have a function where you can also delete them, and this is actually not deleting the actual app. This is just removing it from the active glances, and as I said, putting it down the bottom. So if you want to, you can reinsert it in this top area for being active. I flick to the right.
Battery.
That's the title.
Swipe up or down to select reorder battery.
Reorder
button.
Battery.
Delete now playing button.
And now we're on to
double
delete
tap
now
to delete
playing.
Button.
And same thing again.
Now playing.
Now playing.
Reorder now playing.
Button. And reorder now playing. So for example, if I wanted to put the playing glance above battery, I would just do one finger double tap and hold, and then push my finger up.
Moved above battery.
Okay, moved above battery. I'm just taking my finger off.
Battery. Button. Draggable.
So let me just flick down to get to the ones that I've taken out of my glances.
Delete activity, reorder app, delete heartbeat, reorder delete calendar, reorder delete weather. Reorder weather, delete Twitter if, reorder Twitch, delete trip view, reorder trip, delete Pandora, reorder Pandora, do not include, heading.
Okay, so now we've got a do not include heading. So if I really wanted to, I could also have done a two finger rotate round to heading, and one finger flick down to that heading on the screen. Flick to the right.
Insert maps, button.
So here's the insert function to put, in this case, maps back on the glances.
Maps. Reorder maps.
And same thing
draggable.
Again, title, and then reorder.
Double tap and hold. Insert world clock.
Insert world clock.
World clock. Reorder world clock. Insert stocks.
Set stocks.
Stocks. Reorder stocks. Insert OneDrive.
Set OneDrive.
OneDrive. Reorder OneDrive. Insert emergency OS.
Set emergency OS.
Emergency OS. Reorder emergent. Insert tune in radio.
Set tune in radio.
Reorder tune in radio. Insert OS post. OS post. Reorder OS post.
Okay, OS post.
Button. Insert overcast.
Overcast.
Overcast. Reorder overcast. Insert CNN. Button.
Insert CNN.
CNN. Reorder CNN. Insert NY Times.
Insert NY Times. NY
reorder and insert Foursquare.
Insert Foursquare.
Reorder Foursquare. Insert CalcWatch.
CalcWatch.
CalcWatch. Reorder Calc. Insert Say and Go.
Say and Go.
Say and Go. Reorder. Insert Shazam. Button.
Okay, and I won't keep going because basically it's a very long list here. Of course, I wanted to put it back in there. I could double tap on the insert button, and then if I wanted to, I could then reorganize it with the one finger double tap and hold to drag it into a position where I wanted it in my active listing. So touch top left hand side of the screen, come back.
My watch.
Now there's one other option that I want to show you to do with glances, and that is in an actual application. So let me come down to the bottom.
Selected. My watch. Tab. 1 of 4.
And let me flip back.
Learn more about weather. Twitterific. Button.
Okay, so Twitterific, for example, if I one finger double tap on that.
Twitterific.
My and watch. I flick through.
Tab button. Twitterific. Heading. Show app on Apple Watch. On. Double tap to toggle setting.
Okay, so show app on Apple Watch, it's currently on. If I double tap it, it would remove that functionality from the Apple Watch screen, so it wouldn't be there. But if it's actually on, I'll flick to the right.
Showing glances on.
Showing glances currently on. And that was actually in my active glances. Now, if I want to take that out, I can do a two finger double tap.
Off.
And it's now off. Okay. So if I do a two finger scrub and go back.
My watch. Heading.
Let's go back into glances.
App layout. Airplane mode. Apple Watch. Notifications. Glances. Button.
Double tap on that.
Glances. My watch. Back button.
Okay, and let's flick through my active glances and see if it has indeed gone.
Heartbeat. Reorder heartbeat. Button. My watch. Glance. Settings. Reorder set. Delete. Now play. Reorder. Delete. Battery. Reorder. Delete. Activate. Reorder. Delete. Heartbeat. Reorder. Delete. Calendar. Reorder. Delete. Weather. Reorder. Delete. Trip view. Reorder. Delete. Pandora.
Yep. Okay, so it's now gone. So it's still installed, but I haven't got it as part of the active glances anymore. Now, let me come back down to the bottom of the screen.
Selected.
And let's see if it's in my insert part of the glances now.
Reorder Twitter. Insert weather. Shazam. Select. Reorder Twitter. Twitter. Insert Twitter. Weather. Shazam. Reorder say and. Insert set. Count watch. Foursquare. Reorder NY time. NY time. Insert NY time. CN. Overcast. Ospo. Twitterific. Insert Twitterific. Button.
Okay, so there's Twitterific back in the inactive section. And I can insert it again if I want to. So top left-hand side of the screen.
My watch. Back button.
Don't have to come back.
My watch. Heading.
Press my home button to come out of
Apple Watch.
The Apple Watch iOS app.
Double tap to open.
Lock my screen. Now let me just tap on my watch screen. And let's bring up glances.
Settings.
That's settings. Connected. So now that we've reordered, so two finger flick to the left.
Now playing. Page 2 of 9.
Yep, now playing. And I've only got 9 items now because I've taken out Twitterific. Two finger flick to the left again.
Battery, page 3 of 9.
Okay, and there's battery. Now, I normally leave mine on my settings. So
now playing, page, settings, page 1 of 9.
Because, as you may have not have noticed before, whatever glance you've been in last will be the one that you go back into. So if I press the digital crown to come out.
1524.
And I go back in again, two finger flick up.
Settings.
I'm back connected. In the settings one. So if I go to now playing, two finger flick to the left.
Now playing. Page 2 of 9.
And come back out again with the digital crown.
1524.
And go back in again with two finger flick up.
Now playing.
I'm back 0 seconds. Now playing glance. Okay, so whatever one you like to leave it in last, that's the one you'll get to when you get back and do it again. So digital crown press once.
1525.
And I'm going to put my watch to sleep by putting my hand over it. And that completes this demonstration of having a bit of a play around with notifications and glances. Both how to access them and navigate them on the Apple Watch itself, and how to manage them via the Apple Watch iOS app on your iPhone. So, as usual, thanks for listening, and bye for now.